It's KUTX 98.9. We just heard from Hank Williams, which should get us ready since we're live in Studio 1A. And Dan Dyer's here, and we were kind of kidding because I'm never quite sure which Dan Dyer I'm going to see, whether it's blue-eyed soul Dan Dyer or country soul Dan Dyer. And I actually had an Aretha Franklin tune set up to segue into blue-eyed soul Dan Dyer, but here he is with his cowboy hat and his steel guitar player by his side. So we played you a little bit of Hank Williams and the Honky Tonk Blues. Well, welcome, Dan.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Good first time being here. It's a beautiful, beautiful place.
Yeah, quite a step up from the dungeon that we love so well.
Figuratively and literally, yes, indeed. You can see the street and the outside light.
Windows.
And yes, it's amazing.
The whole bit. Well, you're here today with Mike Hardwick, who's going to be playing pedal steel and also some dobro. And Mike, of course, a longtime sidekick of John D. Graham. And Dan, you have a new, is it an EP?
Yeah, I'd call it an EP. It's a, I guess there's six songs on there, and it's a live record that I recorded in Muscle Shoals, I guess in 2013, and we released it Friday, and it was kind of a surprise for us at all because we've been working on this whole other record, so it's a really, really pleasant surprise that this record came out, and they told us about it and said, we're releasing this, and we said, great. So we did that Friday, and it's I'm really proud of it.
So you're going to do some tunes off of that?
We're going to do a song off of that.
All right.
And this song is not on that record.
Okay. All righty. Well, which song have you chosen to start off with?
This is a song called Cowboys in Nashville.
All right. Dan Dyer, live in Studio 1A, KUTX 98.9.
I grew up in the country, in the folds of East Texas, amongst the hay fields, lakes, and the pines. We listened to Willie, Merle, Hank, and Waylon, and old brother Lefty, sing it fine. They spoke to the people, blue-collared saviors, bent on women and wine. Before Walmart and cable, junk food on the table, junk music to cheapen our lives. Cowboys in Nashville, like a dog in the Catskills. Not a legend, but a lie. There's pickers and wailers and custom bootmakers and enough rhinestones to light up the sky. Whatever happened to old-fashioned country when a good song could make you there's no cowboys in Nashville, just washed up entertainers with a lost pop soldier's die. This old cowboy country, hillbilly rambling, it's cost many a man a wife. The lost scattered children, the more bastard the braver, could fill a small town on a hot summer's night. I don't believe Toby Keith when he's singing, Taylor Swift is no Patsy Cline. Where's the whiskey-soaked gamblers and the red-headed strangers that can sing soft and low through the night. Cowboys of Nashville, like a dog in the Catskills. Not a legend, but life. There's pickers and whalers, custom boot makers, and enough rhinestones to light up the sky. Whatever happened to old-fashioned country? A good song can make you feel right. There's no cowboys in Nashville, pompadour teenagers with old rock and rollers die. There's no cowboys in Nashville, just washed up entertainers with a lost pop soldier's die.
Dan Dyer is our guest live in Studio 1A, and that was a tune that leads off his new EP. The EP is Singing River Sessions, and the song Cowboys in Nashville at Haunting Pedal Steel, provided by Mike Hardwick. So there's kind of an interesting story about how you ended up in Muscle Shoals. Kind of a sports backstory on that.
It was baseball. I'm on a baseball team here in town called the Texas Playboys, put together by Jack Sanders, and it's a guy that I've been working with on and off the last 4 years, welding and building and just kind of leading this whole other lifestyle, not playing music live so much. And we went to Alabama to Muscle Shoals, Florence, and played a barnstorm, what we call it, which is basically a social event centered around baseball and a lot of drinking and a lot of eating. And when we got done with the game, a man, one of the players on the other team, came up and said, "Would you want to come to Muscle Shoals and cut a record?" And I said, "Sure," not thinking I'd ever hear from him again. And 2 weeks later, he called and was like, "I'm serious, and I've got a record label." And I went to Muscle Shoals. They put the band together for me, and I showed up, played my songs, and we made a record in 2 days.
So what was it like going to kind of this legendary, you know, hole-in-the-wall place in Alabama?
It was amazing, and I've been going there a lot. I've been in Alabama almost as much as I've been in Texas and in that area, and I've made some incredible friends and even some extended family. And the music scene there is really hasn't changed in terms of all the players are mostly still there, and they still play music, they still write, legendary people, and it's, in a way, it's really inspiring just to see that these guys are still doing it, and they're still incredible, but it's not a big deal, which is kind of how I'm more of a blue collar musician these days, and I prefer it that way. Mm-hmm. And these guys pack their lunch and they go and write music and play it, and they don't make a big deal out of it, which I really admire.
So are there a number of studios there? I know there was Fame Studios, and then there had, you know, there was a split off, and I don't know if it was originally Fame and it split off, or the split was created Fame, but I know
it was Fame, and then the Swampers defected and created Muscle Shoals Sound, which is not open. Fame is still open. There's at least there's Nut House Recording, which I did most of this record there. John Paul White and one of the Alabama Shakes has opened a studio in Florence, which is just across the river. And there's, you know, since the documentary came out, the Muscle Shoals documentary, there's been a resurgence and a new interest in that part of town and that part of the country and the musicians as well. So it's pretty exciting to see that happening, you know, and it growing musically.
Right. Dan Dyer is our guest here. He's also going to be with us on Sunday afternoon at Uncle Billy's over there in Barton Springs Road for our fall concert series. So will you be playing some of this material?
Absolutely. Yes, we'll be playing this and like I said, some of the country record that we're working on. And we're getting ready for Voodoo Fest. And so the band I've been working with and recording with for the other record that we have coming out is in Dallas. Mm-hmm. And so I'm going there tomorrow. We're going to rehearse, come play the KUT thing, and then head to New Orleans to play Voodoo Fest.
And that's just a few days later, right?
That's right, Halloween weekend, yeah. Exactly.
All so. Right. Well, Dan Dyer, what do you have up for us next?
This one, hopefully my guitar's in tune. This one is Crows in Black. It is. This one is on the record.
Sun is shining. Keep that sun is shining. Keep that sun is shining, shining on my back. Make me know I'm a living. Make me know. Still a part of this world where I wanna be. I know death is a coming. I ain't gonna cut no slack. As sure as the lions in the jungle and the crows in black, crows in black, crows in. Thank you. shadows like a crow in black. I disappear in the shadows like a crow in black. Disappear in the shadows like a crow in black.
Dan Dyer along with Mike Hardwick, and the tune that leads off the new album. I guess the last one is from the other session, but what we just heard is from the new EP, Singing River Sessions, which just came out.
That's right.
All right, and you're working on the other one.
We're almost done.
Okay, very good. And you can catch Dan Dyer on Sunday afternoon. What kind of a setup are you going to have there on Sunday?
I believe the traditional bass, guitar, drums, keyboard. Is that it? Pedal steel. And then myself, of course.
All right. And that'll be Sunday.
In the background.
Sunday beginning at 2 o'clock out at Uncle Billy's on Barton Springs Road. Well, good to have you in here for the first time. It's good to see you again.
Thank you so much.
And I'll be out there hosting on Sunday, so... We'd like to see everybody come on out and enjoy the new music. What would be a good way for people to get their hands on the new EP?
It is everywhere that you can buy, iTunes, Amazon, Spotify, all the streaming download services. If you want to get a physical copy, come to the show or order it off dandyer.com.
All righty. We'd like to thank Cliff Hargrove and Jake Perlman, who are our engineers this afternoon. I'm Jay Trachtenberg. I'll be around till 2 o'clock. We've got some tickets to give away and lots more music here at KUTX 98.9, bringing you the Austin Music Experience.